Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Thank you for tuning it in. It's your girl, Nikki Outlaw, and you are listening to me live on Keeping It Real, where I bring you real issues, real topics, and straight-up real conversation, unscripted. Okay, of course, it is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013. I hope that everyone has had a wonderful, wonderful day. Stress-free, or at least try to be stress-free. I know I did. I had a great day today. You know, just my little girl got on a roll, so hey, went and saw her for a split second and took a couple pictures. Love her, you know, zeal, her drive, you know, honestly. Anyway, I love all my kids, and just the kids, not just my biological, but my non-biological, my God kids, you know, we are to mentor our youth, and hopefully that's what you're doing as well. So, again, thank you, my loyal listeners who are tuned in to Lawless Radio and Keeping It Real. We thank you each and every time, and love you. Shout out to my CEO and founder of Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment, the chairman. You know, and if y'all know what, y'all need to listen to the chairman on Wednesdays with the Grit Grind. Some awesome stuff. He has, you know, I try to bring on some, you know, local artists as well. But if you really want to hear some honest up-and-coming artists, tune in on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. He has them. They're definitely off the chain. And, of course, you know what? Bucking Up with Buck always has some hot topic that is going on Thursdays and Fridays at noon. You got my girl, Dr. Passion, with the midday release. And, of course, now, you know what? Lawless Entertainment, we have our After Dark shows that are stepping on the air. And our girl, Mel Lawless, has hers. So you definitely want to check all of our shows out. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Tonight we have a special guest, Sierra L.A. Hopefully I said that right. She is a life coach, a mentor, an author, a counselor. Oh, my God. Our girl got it going on. She's just all over the place. She also has she created Go Get It. You know, we need sometimes that extra push. You know, I'm all about helping develop ourselves and, you know, everybody because, you know, we all have that inside of us that, you know, whether you want to be a business person or an artist or whatever it is, and sometimes you need that extra motivation. I had Tammy Washington up, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling us all the same things. I had Michelle Randall up a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling, you know, so the people I'm bringing on, I'm trying them, hopefully, I am educating everybody, and you are taking whatever little tips and tricks and, that they're giving you and taking it to heart and feeding the soul and being true to who you are with your passion. So I'm hoping that everybody does that. And we have her on the air. Chat with us for a little bit. Miss Sierra?
Hi, this is her PR person, Hannah Spivey. She couldn't make it tonight, so I said I would call in and fill in for her. She kind of had an emergency.
Hey, you know what? It does happen. And ladies and gentlemen, for our little supporters, we had Hannah on, about a month ago, Hannah? Was it about a month ago? Month and a half?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Wow. So this is a surprise, and much love. Thank you. I said I wanted you back. and Hannah, you know what? I've been checking out your posts on the social networks. You got all kinds of stuff going on, girl. You do. Don't even try and hide it. You got stuff going on. That's all good. That's what we do. So I thank you. So you know, thank you for filling in with us tonight. You know, hopefully whatever's going on personally, you know, prayers up, and hopefully it's not too serious. And you know, hopefully she'll be able to come back at a later date. We'll work that out later. So what's going on with you? We can talk about you know, or do you work in conjunction with Sierra?
Yes, I've been helping her promote and market her book. I know that she, like an empowerment person, about, you know, she has a book that she's releasing. Actually, I think it was recently. It was released on February. It's called Bait, and each letter in the word Bait stands for Believe, Affirm, Inspire, and Transcend. And it's pretty much a book of affirmation and encouragement for teens. And she's pretty much a Sierra, that is. She is a self-described go-getter. You know, she's pretty much about uplifting and empowering young women. She was also born on the same date as Martin Luther King Jr. And, yeah, so not only does she share a birthday with him, but she also shares his birthplace because she was also born in Atlanta. And, you know, we're pretty much just helping to market and promote her book and to get her name out there. And she has a very full plate, so.
Well, I know she does. yes, I know she does. I can definitely tell that she does. That is amazing, though, with the birth date, because you know for her to do what she's doing, you know, maybe, you know, it's, I don't know, something around that date. But you know, if we really go back to, if we all look at our own birth date, there are other people who have done amazing days. I know for me, I actually have the same birthday as Maya Angelou, who is like my all-time, you know, favorite mentor, you know, woman. I mean, besides Oprah Winfrey. But I love Maya Angelou's story, you know, because it proves that no matter what you go through, as well as Oprah, you know, you can overcome. You know, it may not be when you're in your 20s, it may not be when you're in your 30s or 40s, you can overcome no matter what it is. So, but yes, Sierra has this book out, because this is one of the things I was going to talk to her about tonight, that deals with affirmation and encouragement. And that's what I love, you know, because we need that. And Hannah, you know we do, because, you know, we also talked about this a little bit when you were on the air last time about, you know, us trying to do what we're doing, with, you know, you trying to publish your books and getting, you know, that motivation out there. And sometimes you need somebody like Sierra or somebody like Tammy to help, you know, go through something and be like, okay, you know what, it's okay. Here's some help. Here's some motivation. Here's some different tricks and tips for you to keep going, to not give up. And, of course, the main thing is, you know, your spiritual life. I honestly believe that. I mean, I'm not trying to tell anybody to, you know, what faith or any religion or spirituality to belong to, but if you're connected in some form of fashion, I honestly believe to a higher person, being, your life is a lot calmer and peaceful and tranquil as you go on. Don't you agree? So, all of my questions were for Sierra. So I have to shift gears a little bit, but that's okay. That's why it's live, right?
Yeah. Sure.
How's your second book coming? I know you have another book and you're working on it. How's that coming?
Yeah. I do want to hopefully release it in the summertime. I just also started a fundraiser this evening. What I'm trying to accomplish is I want to raise enough funds so that I can order a copy, hundreds of copies of my novel, the first book that I was telling you about on the show about a month ago. I want to order copies of that so that I can distribute it to battered women's shelters around the country. I think it would be for a great cause, because my book is about domestic violence awareness, and I feel that it's the type of book that a lot of women, especially women who have been abused, whether as children or, you know, as wives, they can definitely gravitate toward a book like Ebony the Beloved. So my goal is to raise money so that I can buy copies of the book and, you know, give them out to battered women's shelters. They can get a copy of the book and just spread the awareness about not just the message.
How can people support you in this? How, you know, have you set up a how can they get money to you? How are you trying to do the fundraiser?
Well, I did a fundraiser. People can reach out to me on Twitter. I will be promoting it there. And I'm also on Facebook. So for those who want to know more about the fundraiser, they can follow me on Twitter at Boss Lady Writer, like when you write something, Boss Lady Writer. I'll also be promoting the fundraiser on my fan page called Hannah Dorothy Spivey is the name of my fan page.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, I will also make sure that I get all this information and put it on my Facebook page for those of you who are friends with me, as well as my Keeping It Real and our Lawless Radio pages as well, because this is, I'm loving it, because this is definitely something that is a great fundraiser. And in any way that I can help, I'm going to definitely do that. That's why I said, how can we, you know, get the information out there, as well as how are you planning on, and caller, I'm coming to you. I see you. You lit up. I'm coming right. Hold on one second. How can they get the funds to you? Are you trying to do PayPal, send checks? How will that work?
It's through PayPal, so they can send it. They can definitely send it through PayPal. I do prefer PayPal. Checks, no, because it's through gogetfunding.com. But to know more about it, they can just connect with me on Twitter. Is at Boss Lady Writer. I will be promoting it there, or they can go to my fan page, which is Hannah Dorothy Spivey, and they'll see it there about the fundraiser. But I'll be accepting PayPal payments. The fundraiser will be going on from tonight until August 1st at 11:59 p.m. Let me see, I can give you my Facebook info as well if people want to add me on Facebook. And that way they can also connect with me on a personal level.
Right. Well, we do have a caller, and it's one of our wonderful, beloved Lawless Entertainment Radio supporters, straight up from Cali. Hey, Gina girl, I knew that was you.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to call in today.
Glad you did. You know, this is.
I'm glad
it is what it is. Say hello to our guest. Say hello to.
Hi.
Hannah.
I didn't catch the name because I just tuned in. But what I tuned in. It's Hannah. Hi, Hannah. But what I tuned into is really touching me, so I hope that you can get my information from Nikki or one of the hosts, because I am a victim of domestic violence, and I'm still trying to cope with it. So I would love to have a copy of your book, and I would love to support. If so, that's why I said I don't know if you need to talk to Nikki to get my Facebook information or if Nikki can give me your Facebook.
I'll connect you.
Okay.
We can all talk at the same time. Hannah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You can definitely connect with me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Hannah. It's H, A as in apple, 2 N's as in number, A as in apple, H, dot V as in boy, dot Spivey. It's S as in
Ivy?
Sam. Huh?
You said Ivy, V as in Victor?
No, it's Spivey. It's S as in Sam,
mm-hmm.
T as in Paul,
mm-hmm.
I as in ice cream, V as in victory,
okay.
E as in egg, Y as in yellow. So it's facebook.com/Hannah.V as in boy.Spivey.
Okay, got it. If I don't have it, I know Nikki will have it on her.
Yeah, she can get it.
I'm definitely going to make sure that the world knows what's going on with this fundraiser as well as Hannah.
Yeah, because it seems like every time I feel okay, I took a step closer to trying to overcome it. My son's dad just does something to irk me. Like, he literally showed up at my house. Like, I want to see my son. I'm not going anywhere. So he had no choice but to use the restraining order because he didn't even want to leave. Then he showed up at the church thinking, like, okay, I built myself out. I'm going to see my son. And I'm like, is it ever going to end? And everybody's like, no, because you have a son together. I'm like, yes, it's going to end somehow. And I want to, like, I'm not going to use negativity, but I'm not going to be the one dealing with anxiety and headaches and it's just frustrating.
Yeah, well, we're gonna connect you with Hannah so that you can get a book and also as well as for the fundraiser and helping us get that word out in the California area. So we'll definitely thank you. Thank you, Gina, because, you know, loving your support and you know that we love you and you know, just keep your head up, girl. Keep your head up. You've fought the battle. You've crossed the hurdles. You've crossed the ocean. You're still ahead of the game. And, you know, you just have to keep the faith because, you know, you have your son. You have your kids.
Right.
And be strong. Just be strong. No matter what he does, you know, you just keep the documentation, keep whatever you got to keep. And also, if he wants to see his son again, you know, yeah, we can't really stop him from seeing that, nor do we want him to. We just don't want your son to grow up to take any of his characteristics as far as the negative side. But maybe,
right,
you know, you might want to consider anytime he wants to see his son, public places.
Well,
no more.
It got to the point I eliminated him from his son. I mean, I eliminated him from his dad altogether.
He's coming back. But now he's coming back. So
because we're not together. We're not together. But he found out where I stayed. But I was he was still allowed to see his son. But I had to literally like let the police and the cops and the family court know. Like, yeah, you're seeing your son. Like they instructed, but you're still putting your son in harm's way. Your son's coming back,
and that's why I said that if you know if he's trying to see his son, and you know whether it's negative or positive, public places, like if all of us, you know, the park where there's a lot of people, McDonald's,
right.
You know, whatever you.
And he had his sister. Lyrically, his sister, which is my son's aunt, lyrically want to fight me in front of my kids. And I'm like, are you for real? And it was in a public place at the park.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, he's just weird like that. I just hate that it took after we had a son for all of his true colors to come out. And I just hate that it took to the point I'm like, okay, I don't need your son around negativity. I'm just going to eliminate it. Yeah, you're his dad, but until you can act right, I'm going to eliminate it.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
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 I can hear you.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Nikki, this is Mel. Can you hear me?
This is Hannah.
Nikki. This is Mel. Can you hear me? Hannah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear Nikki, and I can hear Mel, and I can hear the guy's voice.
Oh, yeah, that was Mississippi. I can't hear. Move. I can't hear.
It is Mississippi. I'm going to call in on my own call.
I can't hear Nikki.
Well, let me tell that right there.
Hey, Mel. Mel.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hello. Okay.
Yes, I can.
I don't know what happened. But yeah, tell Mississippi to be quiet. say hello to Hannah.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Wait, Mel, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What is it that you would like to talk to Hannah about or ask a question?
I just wanted to call in, say hi to you ladies. Also, I will be promoting, helping Hannah promote her book on my page and a few other pages. And I think it's a very good thing what she's doing. So you will see
Thank
me
you.
Promoting her, too, if you're listening. Then go on my page
yeah.
also as well.
Yes, she's done a very good cause, a much needed cause, definitely. Well, thanks, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Hannah, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, sorry about that. With all the, I don't know what was going on, technical difficulties. but you definitely have, What made you? I mean, I know the book. It connects you to your book. But what? How did you form the idea to do this fundraiser?
Actually, I was talking with another radio host. Actually, I've been wanting to do it for months now. I've been wanting to do it for a while now. I just didn't know how to go about doing it. Most of the fundraisers I came across, they'll charge you to help you raise money. And I talked with another host last night, and she had mentioned this website where I can raise money. And start a fundraiser, so I started it tonight. I thought it was a great idea because I asked her, I said, well, you know, does it work for you? She said, yeah, I've been, promoting it. People have been supporting me, so because I have been wanting to do it for a minute. I just didn't know how
right.
to do it, who to,
right.
you know, I'm like, how am I going to get a sponsor for this? So just go in
right.
and you go to this, I think it's gogetfunding.com, and you can set up your fundraiser, and then you can begin promoting it and just doing the word of mouth and et cetera, and so that you can raise money.
Wow.
For your
awesome.
Project. And it could be for a good cause. And I'm like, okay, because I'm definitely a huge, supporter of domestic violence awareness. I mean, I've been promoting this book. As you can see, I've been doing a lot of promotion and marketing, a slew of radio interviews, and I do want to get the word out because this book is just like no other read because it really hits close to home for
right.
a lot of people.
For a lot of people. Yeah. You're right, exactly. And you and I talked about that when we were talking about your book. I also talked about it last year when I did an actual show on domestic violence. Domestic violence touches everyone. I mean, everybody thinks that it has to be the physical abuse. But it's not. It's mental. It's psychological. It's emotional. Sometimes those outward scars that we see goes much deeper, and sometimes the scars that we don't see hurt even more than the ones that you wish that they would just go ahead and hit you or just and get it over with. But words. Remember when you were kids and you go, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, yeah, they do. They do. They cut you down, and especially if somebody, and I mean, look at our youth. I mean, the youth of today, it goes well over playing on the playground and pushing somebody. They have, and I've said this before on the show, they have, the internet. They have their cell phones. They have all this, new age technology, and so many kids from, 6, 7, 8 years old and up are killing themselves. Somebody saying something that, yes, it's bullying, but, you can also lock that right on into abuse because that's what it is. That's all bullying is another form of abuse. You know, we have Gina out of California. That's where her ex is. You know, he's a big bully. But, you know, and all these other, you know, people out here. And it's not, and it's, and bullying has no sex. You know, it doesn't always, it's not always men. It's women as well. It's children. It has no age. So I am totally down. You and I are definitely going to, you know, connect after the show so that I can get as much information that I can so that I can help you get this information out here, you know, cyber viral. Let it go viral, you know, so that you can raise more than the 100 books you want to get. I want you to raise over that to get to, I mean, because, you know, I don't know what city you're targeting to get the books to, but, I mean, this is one thing, and, you know, it can go way beyond what your first goal is. It can go beyond that to the point that it's reaching other people, you know. So I'm definitely want to assist, as well as I know Lawless Radio will assist you on this venture as well. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to listen to some music. Be right back.
Cross these lines, but you're too damn
Yes, welcome back to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. We've been talking to Hannah Spivey. Sierra L had an emergency come up, so we'll reschedule and have her back at a later date. Hannah, I thank you so wholeheartedly for coming and filling in for us tonight and talking about your upcoming fundraiser, which, ladies and gentlemen, starts tonight and ends at 11:59 on August 1st of 2013. So, you know, we're gonna try and go over. Hannah's goal is 100 to raise enough money for 100 of her books to get to Battered Women.
So
I would love
500. So my goal
500.
Is 500. Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to buy as many books as I can and give them
out. Yes, but I'm totally with you there. Let's try and beat that first initial goal. That's always the best thing, you know. Meet it and then exceed it. That's the thing. We're going definitely promote it and get it out there.
Thank you.
Definitely. So, you know, I'm gonna call you tomorrow and we're gonna talk and figure out, you know, other ways that we can get it out besides, you know, Twitter and the social, you know, networks and figure out other avenues. But definitely get that out there because it's much needed. Wish it wasn't, but hey, it's reality. Definitely reality. So, so you have your fundraiser going on. Your book is doing good. And you're still working on your next novel, right?
Yes.
Right. And she is working with Sierra Ella. And you also working with a couple of other authors, right? Got some other She's keeping herself busy.
Yeah, I'd love to work with more writers. So if there's any authors out there who need help with marketing and promoting their book, they can definitely reach out to me. I'm on Twitter at Boss Lady Writer. I'm also on, you get my fan page at Hannah Dorothy Spivey. You can inbox me there. I'm always looking to, my specialty is just working with other writers, any like memoir writers, inspirational writers. I even work with some fiction writers. So if you have a great story to tell, I'd love to, you know, work with you and assist you.
Well, if I ever decide to finally write a book, I'm definitely going to hit you up. Everybody keeps telling me I need to write a book, so, I just don't have the time with everything else I do. I might not fit writing a book in. But, hey, it is what it is. What is your take? I'm going to shift gears off of writing for a little bit, and I'm going to shift it to Boston. My hat, my prayers, my heart, and it goes out to those individuals from last week. But since I have, you know, on the air, and what is your take with how fast everything transpired last week?
Oh, everything that's going on in the media, it's been rumored that, this may come off controversial. I'm not sure if you heard about it, but it's been rumored that the bomb victims were actually paid actors and actresses. You know, they actually used, like, people who had amputated limbs to pretend that it was, you know, that they actually lost their limbs in the bomb attack. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but it's just been circulating that a lot of that it's pretty much a plot. They're bringing up this whole martial law thing, and with that going on, and with this new bill that was passed. CSIPA, pretty much people are just invading your privacy on the internet, and this whole thing with Monsanto that's going on, it's just with the media, they pretty much put out what they want you to see, pretty much to distract you, you know, with one thing.
Yeah.
And then, so with the whole Boston thing now, you know, that's pretty much their main focus while other things are going on in the news.
Oh, yeah.
So
exactly.
So I'm not really sure how true it is or how false it is, but, you know, it is surreal. Then, yeah, my heart does go out to the victims and the victims' families.
I have not heard that about that being a rumor. And if it if that is true, oh my God. I mean, because I'm going, that was just wrong. Because I mean, anyway, I ain't gonna touch that. I touch that. It'd be a whole nother show and a whole nother thing, and get off on another tangent. It's crazy. My whole thing last week, I hardly watched the news last week. I was appalled. I was just like, you know, like you said, the media took it and it just kept on going, and then it sped our lives. I mean, every time you turn around, it was on. Don't get me wrong, I'm not slighting it, but other stuff. I mean, we were just talking about TMS stuff every day, but you know, it's not broadcast on the. You know, you have people in other countries who children are raped at the ages of, you know, 1 and 2 years old, or even here. You know, so my thing is, when they overpower our internet, our television, like you said, they want us to see what they want us to see and influence us the way they feel that it's the right way to do it. But I was so overwhelmed with it that I had to walk away. I stopped looking at it on the internet. I had to stop looking at it on TV, and just, you know, just pray, just and you know, for whatever is supposed to be, and even for the gunmen. I mean, that happened so fast that my feelings are even mixed with that on how, you know, if they're guilty, they're guilty. But at the same time, for a while there, I was going, well, what if these people are actually innocent and you took a photograph? I mean, come on, Hannah. How many of us is almost like the hoodie? How many of us walk around with a backpack or a bag?
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How many of us, you know, I mean, I have kids, so we're with backpacks and bags every day. Somebody, you know. So, it was a little much. You know, at the same time, you know, you have all of that going on, and then you had Texas, and then it was like, wow. And at the same time, we're all in our daily lives going on, you know, because that's what we got to do. We got kids, we got to, you know, you keep moving. But it was a little much. I just wanted to, you know, hear somebody else's take on the overwhelmingness of it all. So I thank you for humoring me. Well, I'm not sure how long you were planning on staying since you were filling in. Don't want to take any more of your time. I appreciate that you did call and let us know about her emergency. I appreciate it. And again, you know, you and I are going to connect between tomorrow and, you know, before the week is out, so that we can get the necessary information out to everyone. Because, you know, people who didn't call in or are not listening on the web, we want to make sure that they get it, you know, before, you know, they may listen to the archives, but I want to get it out as soon as we can get that information out for you. But I thank you and appreciate you. And, you know, keep hitting up me and Mel sending people referrals to be on the show. Thank you as well for that. I appreciate the love. I really do. I really do. I really appreciate it.
I really thank you for having me on the show, and, you know, for supporting the cause. And hopefully we can get Sierra on a future show. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing as well. And, it's, you know, feelings are mutual. So I do support what you're doing, and, you know, it's been a pleasure. And, you know, I definitely look forward to keeping in touch and linking up with you, and it's really awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I know you're helping her promote her book, but if she has any up-and-coming, or even you, I said that as well, any up-and-coming, you know, book tours or anything, inbox me so that I can get to help you spread those types of information out when you have them coming up. So we can get that out there as well. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Hannah Spivey. Thank her for joining us tonight. I will be right back. We're going to take another break and listen to some nice soothing music to relax you for the evening.
Here I go, I'm on my own. This is the first show without you. Gotta face the crowd, I hope the lights are down. And let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song, ooh, it's been too long. I'm running but I can't escape you. Like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your head like a baby got a drip. Ooh, I miss your body against me.
Baby, you looking so good. I'm wondering. I'm glad you that I stumbled across you.
Yeah. Father God, you take me higher. Wind on fire, on fire. My Father God, you take me higher. Wind on God, you take me higher. Wind, God, you take me higher. Wind on fire, on fire. My Father God, you take me higher.
Nikki Outlaw, keeping it real. We were talking earlier to Hannah Spivey, who came and sat in with us. Sierra Ellie had an emergency. And we were, you know, talking about her up-and-coming fundraiser that started tonight for trying to raise money to get domestic violence books into battered women's shelters. So stay tuned to my Facebook page, as well as the Keeping It Real Facebook page and Twitter and everything. Really needs your support and for a good cause. We've been listening to some, I just felt like being really mellow, maybe a little romantic on some of the songs. I don't know. So just, you know, listening, sitting here, relaxing and enjoying some really awesome music from our, hey, you. Local come-ups, because that's what Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio is all about, is supporting our local come-ups. And if you are an artist out there and you're interested in getting your music played, please go to lawlessradio.com, click on the Contact Us, and follow the instructions on how to submit your music so that your music can be played in our rotation of the various shows that are on Lawless Radio. Definitely want to get your music out. And if you also would like to be on any one of our shows, you can contact us that way. Tell us which show you want to be on, or if you just want to be on any one of our shows, and we will make it happen. Definitely. You know, just contact us. It's been, I'm going to keep it moving and keeping it nice and mellow and just relaxing for the evening. We're going to listen to some more music, Addicted by Arsene.
Word.
everybody do. Girl, I'm loving that body move. Don't stop it, baby. All I wanna take it up a notch. See if I can make your heartbeat stop, stop. Then make it start back up. Put it down, get it right back up. Oh, girl, I can't get enough. I'm addicted to you, girl. You're my drug. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to your touch. I'm addicted to that body. I'm addicted.
Page, if you're friends with me or the Keeping It Real fan page,
we will be posting information about how to assist Ms. Hannah Spivey, who was our guest tonight, on the domestic violence, specifically battered women, fundraiser that started today, April 23rd, and will end 11:59 on August 1st. So we will definitely keep you posted on that information and how you can support and help her raise money to get the information out there to our battered women. So definitely, definitely keep your eyes out, so to speak. And something else I was going to say, I love, you know, unscripted information. But like I said, it's been a great evening. Hopefully it was a great evening for you. Hopefully you were feeling really relaxed and enjoyed the informational piece earlier in the evening and the smooth music that we've been playing for the last half an hour or so. I would like to play something else, but as usual, Blog Talk Radio always has some issues going on, and it is not letting me. We're having some technical difficulties, that's all, and it's don't know if it's going to let me play any more music for the last 8 minutes of our time together. I really wanted to play a particular song before I went out of here. Don't think it's going to happen. Gotta love live on air stuff. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed tonight. With Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. Remember, it is lawless. I'm going to have to say goodnight because technical difficulties has just locked me completely out now. So have a wonderful Tuesday, and please stay tuned to next week. Next week, I have special guest, former retired NFL Redskins football, Greg Scott. So he will be on the air with me next Tuesday. So please stay tuned. Keep it real. It's flawless.